So I'm joined by Kirsten Simmons from Talking Tree Hill, and Kirsten's here because she's the driving force behind an event which kind of took place a few years ago, over a few years. It's kind of a series of talks called Why Talks, where people came together and spoke on a topic from various angles and shared their personal stories and perspectives on that topic. And they covered off a number of things over the years, whether it be business, light, you know, the environment, all sorts of things, and kind of very personal stories. And Why Talks has kind of been in hiatus for a while, but it's about to kind of make a relaunch. So Kirsten's in here to talk to us about that. Good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
I am good. Nice to be here, Chris.
Yeah. So Why Talks? I mean, it has been a few years now, hasn't it? So maybe just want to tell us a little bit about the concept of what it's all about.
Yep, sure, no problem at all. So Why Talks actually started in 2015 and 16, and then we had one event in 2017. So 48 speakers got up we did four events each year and did their biographical experience of a topic, so exactly what you said at the beginning. And it came from TED Talks when I originally kind of got into the idea and watching a lot of TED Talks. And we decided, you know, this beautiful island has lots of people who want to say stuff, and let's hear those stories. So we started it to help different children's groups on the island fund. And because when you're involved in the education sector, there is always the problem of money. You know, you need funding to do anything. So we were like, okay, well, let's start this project up. And that was the time when the Steiner School were wanting to start, and so we helped fundraise for them, and always for Jassie Dean, being the amazing organisation that we are. We funded, you know, money for them, and we also did it for the Happy Project. So it came out of a need that we saw for funding different children's groups on the island who might not necessarily get the same amount of access to money as other groups. So that's where it came from. And so the speakers got up and they spoke for 9 minutes about their biographical experience of the topic. And we went and we spelled out an acronym, and we're doing the last letter of that acronym this year. And Why Talks has come back after its hiatus, as you said, because Talking Tree Hill is what we started in the interim. And so now we are wanting to fundraise for our Get Out the Door Schools campaign. So our focus is a bespoke educational facility on the island. But we're not really wanting to be bespoke out there on our own. We want to be making impact into mainstream education. So we want to start funding, and we have already been sponsoring. We have scholarships for children, and we also have been sponsoring schools to come out at a partial rate. But we need to raise more money for more scholarships so that children can come out to Talking Tree Hill initially, but also the aim is that we have a bigger vision, and that is to get into the schools and kind of get nature-based education in there. So Why Talks will be that platform, just the same as it was, the same, you know, speaking event. We'll have, five speakers this time. We're at Tantalus Estate, which will be amazing on the 5th of July. I'll just put in the kind of little bits and pieces about it now, from 7 till 10 o'clock. And, you know, we want this to be one of those events, like it used to be, that it was about relationship and connection and really listening to what different people's stories are about the topic. And the topic is education, which is really big now. I'm just talking to Chris about, he's involved in NZEI and the strikes that have been going on. It's really important, this awareness about what does education look like now and what does it mean for all the different stakeholders, whether that's the children, whether that's the teachers, whether that's the schools, and at policy level, the government. So the talks will be really interesting to see what comes up from the speakers. Now, I'm holding back a little bit on the names of the speakers, because we announce one a week until the event. So we've announced Ben King, so I can tell you that one. And he, you know, he's a pretty amazing guy. He invented a submarine drone that he took down to Antarctica last year, and he sort of bicycled around the world with his inventions and things. So he's one of the speakers, just to give you a little taste of what it's going to be like, and he'll talk for 9 minutes about his experience of education, being Steiner educated for a start, and all the different places he's been. And you know, it's really interesting hearing people's stories.
So is there a starting point with this? I mean, I suppose, you know, with Talking Tree Hill,
yeah,
you've identified something that you see is kind of missing from schooling at the moment, and, you know, and hope to kind of develop that. So is the focus of this, I suppose, a critique of what's in place in mainstream education? Or, you know, how does – what's that relationship? I mean, is this going to be the, you know, hey, the system broke me, we need to rebuild it? I mean
– no. No, not at all. Not at all. It will be from the speaker's point of view, if you're referring to the speakers, it'll be what they think maybe needed to be added. They'll have a takeaway message. I don't know what that are, because those are, because we don't coach them. So it's not like TED Talks in that we know exactly what they're going to say. We talk to them. They tell us a bit about it. Yeah, some of it might be that. That might have been their experience. Oh, the system, you know, this was really tricky. I found that, and that led me to be where I am now in terms of my work. Or it might be the system worked really, really well for me. Now I'm back in the system and I'm helping it. So for me, Justin, as an example, Talking Tree Hill was set up for the things that I think can be expanded from the New Zealand curriculum, because we have a very good curriculum in New Zealand. I do believe it's slightly antiquated and can be changed and tweaked, and that's what our vision is. But I do believe that we have a great system, and it's about how we support that. So in terms of Talking Tree Hill, we're in there to support, not to completely disrupt everything. Well, there's a little idea of how we want to disrupt a few things, of course. But I'm imagining that the speakers themselves will just have their personal opinion, and that's what it is. It's not to say, hey, look, our system doesn't work, you know, we're standing on a soapbox, blah, blah, blah. It's about being very honest and stepping forward with integrity, and that's what Why Talks is about. It's not to, we're not, the event itself doesn't come in and say, no, you're doing everything wrong, this is not right, blah, blah, blah. It's about bringing out different people's perspectives and opinions, and then as an audience, sitting in reverence to that, I guess is a good word around it, to go, do you know what, that's a really interesting opinion, and what do I think about that?
So in the, you select your five people, yep. In that there's you know, there's some curation in terms of,
yeah,
who you bring to the audience.
Yep.
How do you go about, I mean, I know you don't want to say who all the people are, but how do you go about that selection process, you know, when you're saying, okay, yeah, we've got, you know, we we'd love to have 12 people, but no one can listen to 12 people. So, you know, so yeah, we've got to, how are you going about selecting five?
Yeah. So it's really hard there. It's really, really hard. It does come down to who wants to get up and speak for 9 minutes in front of their community, though. Because remember, what I didn't say as well is that historically we've always had people from the community. So we haven't had anyone, it's all about, you know, our byline for Why Talks is ordinary people, extraordinary stories, and we've taken that from a local voice. We will have one guest speaker that is coming over from Auckland. And so the selection around that is, we always want to have a Māori perspective, so we always take, we ask someone from the Māori community to speak, because that's always very important for the holistic view of Te Ao Māori in terms of what Talking Tree Hill is and in terms of the perspective of any of the topics. So that's one. That's something we're really strong about. The other one is we all get together. So there's a group of us that do this from, you know, it's not just from Talking Tree Hill. It's from, you know, Deborah Wallace comes in from a family counselling perspective. We've got Mark, who's from Talking Tree Hill. We have Nicola Manning, who's helping Nicola Stunnell, Jess Singh, lots of different people from everywhere. So we all kind of get together, Emma Balser as well, get together and then go, well, this topic is education. What are the different parts of education that we want to kind of cover? Because you do have to break it down a little bit. So for us, we want to look at criminal justice system. Okay, so in terms of education, what is the social voice of the youth from that? Is there, you know, what happens with that? Is there someone? So we've found a speaker from that area as well, in terms of, you know, the academic that's one part of education as well. We want someone to talk to that. So there's a scientist that is coming on board to have a little bit of a talk. Also, a scientist who does improv, and from what I've read so far, things like that. So it's kind of covers creative, covers the innovative, like Ben, for example. It breaks it up into lots of different ways, the holistic as well, so kind of a natural approach to land nature-based educators. So we do really have to break it down, and then so we break it down and think, okay, so these are all the different possible types of educators who can get up and talk, and then it has to be about availability. So then you approach these people and the list is long, you know, and lots of people I don't know at all, which is really exciting for me, because then that's a whole fresh perspective. And then you just contact and go, okay, this seems like a well-formed speaking event if we can get people from here, 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 and here. And then you do that, and then you might have to do that again because, you know, dates don't fit, or, no, I don't want to talk. I'm not getting up for 9 minutes and talking in front of 100 people. You know, we're aiming to have 100 people, and we usually do. So that's the kind of process, is that there's different people from different cultures and voices on our kind of group that organises it, and then we want that to be represented within what we're doing and in terms of how we've broken down the word education as well.
So in terms of putting together an event, so yep. Last week one of the things I was doing was helping organise that kind of big rally and march in Queen Street, and you get the people up to speak, and you know, so you go, okay, so we've got to have these people, we want to have these people, we don't want to have too many people, we don't want them to talk for very long. So you kind of work through with people, well, this is what we're talking about, and this is how long you've got. Now, inevitably, those people go on for twice as long as you give them, and some of them just aren't very good at doing it. Now, you're putting together an event where you want people to come along and be entertained for an evening and learn something. But you must have had moments in the past where you've gone, oh, this isn't very good.
Or you have to reframe it and say it is what it is. You know, I think there's a couple of events where it has been, what would I say? There's been real moments of vulnerability where you're listening to someone and some things have shocked the audience as well, or they've gone, I am never coming back to White Talks. This is crap, for want of better words. This is not what I'm about. And then they've got in contact with me and they're like, what were you thinking? You know, you've had these people. And I'm like, well, do you know what? It's an opinion and it's a biographical story. So sometimes, yeah, I guess I don't label it as good. I label it as what it is, and that we can all learn from something. And sometimes you are sitting in a place where it's like, oh, I am uncomfortable listening to this. And you'll know this, Chris, because you were there for loads of them, loads and all of them just about. And you're like, oh, dear. But it is my role to then stand there and go, well, you know what? This is an opinion. And that's what you need to take with it. And you might feel uncomfortable and it might not feel good, but it is what it is. And so I'm really open about that, and that's why we don't coach, and that we will listen to some. And that's why it's really brave and it's quite bold for us and for the speakers, because no, we're not doing it like a TED Talks where it's like, okay, so you know the content, it's all sorted. Speakers can get up and say stuff and you're like, wow. And that can either be amazing or it can be really difficult to digest, and that's why it's so good, because you never quite know what's going to happen. And it's all, you know, we're not going to say that someone's going to stand up there and start swearing heaps and be rude. That at all is not acceptable. There is definitely an ethos to what we're doing, and that is, you know, listening with integrity, and that the people get up there, they have a clear message. But yes, it's not to sit up there and then get, you know, on your soapbox and be rude to people at all. And we ask that, you know, like we're not, it's not like a heckling event either, where the audience is allowed to start heckling. It's very much about the person gets up, it's a respectful moment. They say what they're going to say. You might go into shock or you might not. It might be like, yeah, that's comfortable for me. The person beside you is not comfortable about it, but that is what it is. But yeah, it can be. Definitely, there are some moments of that, and it's about how we handle it as a group. You know, we've had moments where we've had people afterwards needing to really have a little bit of counselling, and we've had other moments where it's people like, I'm going to come to all your events. It's so honest. I really want to hear these opinions. But if you don't want to hear them, don't come. You know, like, it's not always going to be for everyone. Do what's right for you. But if you want to hear honest opinions about what different topics are, and we've had some tricky topics too. Light was, I mean, that's one that we all go back to and go, you know, there's some real dark moments in Light. But
that was one of the most bleak 2 hours I've ever sat through, I think.
I had to say that because I knew you were going to do that response, yeah. Where other people went away and they're like, that level, that deepness is something that you just don't get every day, you know. So there's, yeah, but for, I know, that's why I look at you, I was thinking of that for you particularly, but, and lots of others too, let's be honest. But it was, and it was also because it was, you know, you think about it, it was in the bottom of Cable Bay, right in the winemaking area, so it was a bit cold and it kind of set that, like it was a dark side, and it was in winter too. But, you know, all in all, it is an incredible event. And, you know, we're aiming to raise $20,000 this year, and that's to get specific classes out to Talking Tree Hill. We actually are sending teachers into Te Hirahi at the moment. We've got term testers going on with Waiheke Primary and Te Hirahi, and we've got classes that we want to come out each week. So we want to be able to fund either fully those or partially. And not Y Talks, but Talking Tree Hill has been partially sponsoring both the schools to come out to us in the last two terms. And, you know, we're going to need help with that as a business as well. So, yeah, Talking Tree Hill was taken over that mantle from the other three, you know, children's events that we had, or children's organisations, I should say. And we want to really be able to help with the mind health with children and get them connected to nature. And this is our first way of doing it before we start our big mission into the schools and creating one-day schools that are within the school environment. So, yeah, we're really excited that people come along and listen to these five speakers and have a few nibbles, and then we've got Tantalus is going to put on a delicious dessert as well for us. Have dinner first is what I'd say. But then, you know, bring a little bit of money with you too, in terms of we'll have live auctions and silent auctions, and there'll be music and speakers. So it will be a really lovely event. And I think that's one of the last nights, and the next day Tantalus closes for, you know, they have a bit of time out too. So we're really lucky that we're kind of in that position. And I just wanted to say too that we did a Y Talks at Tantalus for when they first opened, and that was amazing. That was really cool. And that was Imagination. And the food they did for that was incredible. That was really cool. And so we'll be doing something similar with them.
So if you want to kind of get a sense of it, I suppose, you can go to whytalks.com, and a lot of the talks from previous events are up there. They've been recorded, and you kind of get a sense of what the tone of it is, really, and how people go about talking about their subjects.
For sure.
All right, so if that kind of sounds like, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of people, I suppose the thing with, you know, with education is that, you know, almost everyone experiences it, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, they've been through it, their children go through it, their grandchildren are in it, and they have perspectives on it. So, you know, so what's the process for people to kind of, you know, they want to come along? You got limited tickets.
We do have limited tickets, and we're nearly halfway sold out already with 5 weeks to go, which is really cool. So thank you very much, community, for that. It does get well looked after. So when you go on to, if you want to listen to the speakers or find out more about Y Talks, and you go onto the website, you can just buy tickets on there. And then Eclectic Boutique, they always have tickets there as well. So next week you can go into Eclectic and they'll have sort of 15 tickets if you want to buy them there. But yeah, otherwise just go onto www.ytalks.com, and that's the easiest way of doing it, and you just pay through there. And it's all clean and tidy. So because we try and be, as much as we can, a zero waste event too, so we We do things like, you know, if you go to Eclectic, you'll see that the tickets aren't new ones, that they're ones that we used from 2015 and 2016, and they keep circulating through. They're actually in quite good nick, I have to say, but we have very strong philosophies around what we're doing. So, yeah, that's the easiest way of doing them. I'm not doing them personally. So, yeah, go into Eclectic or go on to the website, and it's nice and easy. You just go through there. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So. Cool. Early July, just a month away.
That's right, the 5th of July. It's the last day of school, so it's the way of like finishing off before the holidays, just take your last bit of education in there. But, yeah, we really want as many people to come along and have the experience and to help out, you know, your gift from the ticket itself, and then anything you buy on the night or want to put forward helps hundreds of children on the island, not just a few, but like, for example, we had 500 children come through us last term, and that gets them connected to nature and their mind health and their body gets them moving. And if everyone can contribute to that, that's amazing. We want everyone to, you know, be involved in education. As you said, everyone's had an experience of it, and on average, 10,000 hours is what we spend, and what's 30,000 we have in life, someone said to me the other day. So if you're spending a third of that in education, we want it to be a really beautiful kind of education. So if we can have anyone to help with that, that would be really awesome.
All right. Thanks very much, Kirsten. So that's coming up 5th of July. Check out whytalks.com for a taste of it and for tickets.
Thank you, Chris.